Well, let's welcome live onto the programme now geopolitical analyst and author Alexander Dugin. You are very welcome. Some Western media outlets have branded you, Mr. Dugin, the most influential political philosopher in Russia. They claim your ultra-nationalist and anti-modernist ideas played a central role in the Ukraine crisis. How would you describe your influence?
So, first of all, I'm nothing of a nationalist. I criticize all my life nationalism. I am patriot. I'm in favor of Russian identity, of Russian greatness, independence. And I am advocating Russian civilization to be something completely different from Western or Eastern civilization. So I am rather mostly in the Slavophile tradition that wasn't nationalist at all. I am very skeptical about so-called progress in the West, social progress, technological progress. So I am indeed, I am critical to Western modern, postmodern civilization. But how about my influence? I could not measure it. It is up to others to judge how influential am I. It is not humbled from, I am Christian Orthodox, so it is not in our tradition to make apology of ourselves. I am rather the humble person, but I am consistent and strong in fighting for the greatness and independence of Russian people, of Russian state. I am great supporter of Mr. Putin. I think that everything we are doing in Ukraine and we have done with unification of Crimea, with the Crimea, with defense of the Lugansk and Donetsk, all, everything was quite right, because that was the necessary condition to restore our independence, to reaffirm Russia as the independent pole of multipolar world. I am not in favor of restoring bipolarity. It is impossible. I am in favor to multipolar world, where every civilization could find its own way to defend their values.
Okay. Then to what extent, just on one of your other ideas, do you think pan-Russian Eurasianism, i.e. creating one Eurasian supernation, I think you've said from Dublin to Vladivostok, have aged and perhaps lost their attraction amid the war in Ukraine?
I don't think that it is precisely in the line of Eurasianism, but to restore the family of Eastern Slavs between Ukrainians, Belarusians, and Russians, it is condition to restore our independence and sovereignty, because Ukraine was taken from us as artificial geopolitical elements. That was the strategy to weaken us, to destroy us, and to create artificial ultra-nationalist, Nazi identity in Ukraine. That was the strategy of the West.
So do you accept Ukraine as a sovereign nation today?
It is not, obviously, it is not anymore sovereign nation, because Ukraine has lost the chance to create national state. Because to create successful national state, you need to hear all your population, West, Eastern, Western, pro-Russian, pro-European, and the Ukrainian, modern Ukrainian power and government wanted and still wants to create only one identity in Ukraine, a radically Western identity. And that is the crime. That is genocide. That is repression of the half of the population and imposing on them unsupportable identity. Okay. That is the crime. So I don't consider Ukraine as sovereign today. That is failed state, and we need to save Ukraine. Only with our help we could hope for the salvation and revival of Ukraine.
Okay, on the conflict itself then, in fact, one Russian official in our news blog today described the conflict as a premonition of World War III. Do you share that view? Has World War III already begun stealthily?
I'm not sure. It is always possible. The war is always possible. And that is the kind of open possibility. And now the conflict reached to such point that it is more possible, more probable than ever. But I think it didn't yet begin Third World War, and we could avoid it still if the West understands properly what we are doing in Ukraine. We should avoid at any cost direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Sure, we will respond if we will be attacked, but we need to avoid such possibility. And I think that the victory of Russia and this special military operation could create the normal condition to improve in the future relations with the West. It is not necessary, absolutely. So I think we are not still inside of Third World War, and we have all still yet the means to avoid it, and we need to avoid it.
Well, thank you for your time and your thoughts today and coming on RT International to share them. Geopolitical analyst and author Alexander Dugin.
You're welcome.